Well, as I was saying, and this is part three, if there is going to be any more to this, it will only be one more part, but I'm going to try and condense it down to just part three. Well, we'll see how this goes. Anyway, there shouldn't be a big issue. I know what the issue is based on my theory, but that doesn't mean that's the way it is. I just have a feeling because, you know, look at what all these restaurants are doing now. Pizza Hut, Domino's, order your food on the app and pay for it there too. So all you gotta do now, after ordering your food and ordering what you want, pay with your Visa on the phone, and now all you gotta do is sit back and relax and wait for the food to show up. That's all you have to do. So there's this new technology trend that's been sweeping the nation for quite a bit now, and Uber has taken advantage of that. You cab company people, smartphones have been around for ages. And so those who make a big deal about, why is Uber, and it's like, well, you guys could have had your opportunity too. To me, taking out the middleman and allowing me to communicate directly to the driver is the best thing for me. Because I can tell the driver specifically where to go. The driver is the one that's in the car, not the call taker. There is a call taker at one of the local cab companies here who insists on calling my dog a pet. So she'll write down, one person with pet. And I keep telling her, it is a guide dog, not a pet. And so drivers will sometimes, you know, some of the drivers know me and they know that I have a guide dog. They know already. So you don't have to explain that to them. But sometimes some of them say, when they come and pick me up, is it okay if you don't bring your pet with you? And that gives them the misguided idea that my dog is a pet. My dog is not a pet. And with people abusing the system and putting harnesses on their quote-unquote service dogs or pets in their situation, the cab driver isn't going to know the difference. And so, you know, Uber takes out the middleman and allows me to communicate directly with the driver. Also, it allows me to punch in the address specifically of where I want to go. I've had times where we've called a cab, my husband or myself, and the call taker puts in the wrong location, and the cab driver is way across town at a different Walmart or a different Vons or something else, and you're sitting there with frozen food, with perishables, and you'd like to get home, but there has been I can understand misunderstandings, but when they constantly happen, it's important that we need to, you know, things need to be fixed. Now, I'm not bashing cab companies. Let's make that clear now. I'm not bashing cab companies. In fact, there's things about Uber that I could be a little bit more critical of. The one thing I don't like about Uber is that they are, these people, even though they're offering the services to us and they're allowing us to ride in their specific cars, it's not like with the cab companies. The cab companies, you have to rent the vehicles. They're not your vehicles. From what I heard, drivers only get half of what's on the meter, and they have to pay for their own gas. And I think with Uber, I've been told it's either 60 or 80% of what's on the meter. I think it's 60. 60% of what's on the meter. Now, you guys can correct me if I'm wrong, but you know, you have you get more money out of it. The one thing I don't like about this situation is because these are people's specific cars, a lot of them are against me bringing my guide dog. And it is a little hard. We had an incident where we called Uber and the Uber driver came to get us. Now, mind you, this was from somebody else's app. She had a guide dog. Now, if push came to shove and the person came in a small car where both of our dogs wouldn't fit.
20% of battery remaining. Dismiss button. Pause. 4 minutes and 30 pause.
Then we would have taken separate Ubers. Now granted, it would have been more money to spend, but we would have compromised. We would have done what we had to do. So, you know, things could have been worked out a lot better. We would have compromised. But the Uber driver was driving back and forth in front of the store. And the manager was even coming down and trying to track him down. And finally, the driver spoke to my friend and said, "I can't have your dogs in the car. They shed." And so my friend, of course, had a hissy fit. And she's like, "I'm never using Uber again." And that was like her second experience. The first one, the driver, he did pick her up, but he yelled at her for bringing a dog into his car. People make a big fuss. And it isn't the Uber company themselves. Uber has told me time and time again, you know, that the drivers by law are supposed to, if they're going to participate in this service, they have to transport you because with your dog, because that dog is your service dog. Now, as much as Uber says that they'll try and work on it, it's hard because these drivers have their individual vehicles. And even though Uber says comply with this rule, not all of them do. It's not with a cab company. With a cab company, you can tell the driver, "I want to speak to your dispatcher now." That is one thing I do like about the cab companies. They have a radio, they communicate with one another. And when one cab driver basically refused to take me and my dog because you have big dog bite. Another cab driver heard him over the radio and came to assist me because this driver was making a big fuss over it. Now,
1 minute and
54 I'm not saying this to bash Uber, and I'm not saying this to bash the cab companies. What I'm trying to say is that both have their advantages and their disadvantages. I've been leaning more towards using the cab companies, unfortunately, right now, because Uber drivers, there's very few of them, and the ones I've had, they flip out about my dog. And it's certainly a lot easier to call up a dispatcher at the cab company and say, "Your driver is refusing to take me. Can you please send another one?" It's not like that with Uber. So that is one pet peeve about Uber that I don't like. But it's not anything against the company. But the point is, why should these cab companies flip out because of Uber? Uber is taking advantage of the technology trend. Well, why don't you get on board and do something with your company? Do something with your app. Because Uber had the smarts to do it, does that mean you should get pissed off at them because they're quote-unquote stealing your customers?
44 seconds.
So think about that before you just jump on them and say, meh, 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 meh. Okay? You got to understand, we're living in a changing world, and technology is rapidly advancing before our eyes. So if you cabbies are complaining about Uber taking over the competition and Uber taking over all your business, well, there's plenty of opportunity for you to grow. And there's still plenty of opportunity for cabs to stick around. So I don't know what you're all worried about. Just like Monty was saying, it's ridiculous how you guys are making a big fuss over Uber's existence.
0 seconds.